I'm joined in the studio by Chris Carr. Good morning, Chris, from the Hearing Healthcare Centre.
Good morning, Ian.
How are you? You look well.
Oh, yes, I am now, thank you. I did have a week off with a dreaded lurg.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I think there's a bit of a cold thing going around, isn't there?
I can't remember the last time I was off ill, but, you know, it's one of those things that you generally avoid most times when you're working hard.
Yeah, well, when you've got your own business as well, taking time off is pretty difficult, isn't it? Because
yes.
you've got to keep all the balls in the air, as it were, particularly when you've got people working for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a busy time of year with the hearing business, or does it tend to be fairly even?
It doesn't tend to be seasonal. It's sort of pretty even, although you do get your ups and downs, as all businesses do. Some of my colleagues find that Christmas time it goes quiet. We've generally found in Cambridge that doesn't sort of happen.
Right.
Why, I don't know, but in our Peterborough office it does tail off, but most years we found Christmas and January tend to be pretty busy.
And do you get, obviously in Cambridge in particular, we have a lot of overseas visitors come to Cambridge, mm-hmm. and people from around the country through the summer months, and I guess that all starts now. Do you get people turning up who are from, who are on holidays and need your help? And
yes,
can you help people like that if you're only seeing them and they're only here for a couple of weeks?
Yes, it depends on what's wrong, because obviously if the hearing aid may be faulty and they're only going to be here for a couple of days, there's not a great deal we can do. If it's got to go back to the factory for repair, because it normally takes a week or so to get there and back. But if it's something we can do in-house, yes, certainly we can deal with it.
And I suppose, I'm assuming here, I don't know, but if people are coming from overseas, maybe they're more used to, commercial providers of things like hearing help, because they don't have things like the NHS in other countries.
Right. Yes, I mean, we're the odd ones out in Europe, really. We are the only ones where we get free hearing aids on the National Health. Most other countries in Europe have some sort of support system where the government provide a certain amount per every 3 or 4 years towards hearing instruments, and they can go to anywhere on the high street like you can with optics and dentistry in this country. But in this country, we haven't got that scheme. It's either private or NHS.
Yeah, and in terms of the kind of things available, I suppose this brings us on to what we were going to have a chat about today, because you were telling me that there are now an array of really quite sophisticated options available to people, prices that they can often afford. So what's the new approach that you're using at the Hearing Healthcare Centre? You've got a sort of partnership arrangement with a business that come, I think, was it Scandinavia there from Unitron?
Well, Unitron is actually a Canadian-based company.
I wasn't close,
but they're actually owned by Sonova, which is a Swiss holding company, and part of Phonak, which is another Swiss company, Swiss hearing aid manufacturers. So technically, I suppose the holding company is Swiss, Scandinavian, but the actual research and development for Unitron is Canadian. But being independent, we deal with the whole range of all the different manufacturers, and we can pick and choose amongst the different companies and with the technology that we feel is most appropriate for the individuals. What we're looking at in this particular instance is that although most pretty well all companies have now what's called data logging on board the hearing instruments, which means that they record the number of hours the instrument's being used and the different environments they've been in, and also different programs that they may have used for different listening situations and volume adjustments and so on. This Unitron product is unique in that it uses what they call Log It All, which is actually looking at all of the different environments, irrespective of the technology level that you've bought into. So you can buy the basic model, and it will look at all the top-end technology, in other words, all the different environments that the aid could automatically adapt to, and show in the data exactly how long that particular person has been in those environments, and whether that particular instrument technology is capable of automatically adjusting for it.
I see.
So you have, in most situations, you have about 5 or 8 different listening environments that most instrument manufacturers are capable of identifying and adapting to. So you have the speech environments such as quiet speech, loud speech, speech in a small group, speech in a large group, speech in noise. Now that all might sound very much the same, but you might have a group of 6 people at home talking around a dinner table. That's a small group. You go out to a restaurant where you've got a lot of people talking, or a cocktail party where you might have, up to 100 people or so, and most of the background noise is speech.
Yes.
And that's very different from something like a supermarket, where a lot of the noise is all the rattling of trolleys and music, etc., which is a totally different spectrum that you need to be able to adjust the instrument, or the instrument needs to adapt to. So that's all the sort of speech environments. And then you might have music thrown in as well. So all of that might happen in one particular section of the hearing aid's automatic features. And then you have non-speech situations, such as sitting quietly reading when you don't want to listen to the fridge kicking in and out, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or just walking around in a high street where you're not talking to anybody, but you want to be aware of where traffic's coming from. So all of those environments can be automatically adapted for in the top-of-the-range technology, but it won't be necessarily there in the mid- or entry-level technology. What Logitool does is looks at all of those top-end technologies, and if that person actually goes into a lot of those situations, even though they might have said, no, I just sit and watch TV and I just have one or two friends round, if you see when you look at their instruments after they've been out using them for some time, that 50% of the time they might be in speech in party situations with large groups, or speech in noisy situations, then obviously the hearing aid isn't adapting to that situation as well.
Yes.
And therefore they'll probably say, well, you know, when I go out somewhere, I'm not hearing that well. Now, you've got two things you can do. You can either add a program that they can manually change into for that particular environment, but the technology isn't going to be as good at dealing with it because it hasn't got as much processing power. Or you can decide, well, that person might need a more sophisticated automatic system that will actually deal with that situation automatically and more efficiently. And the big difference that this particular company now have is that you can actually upgrade the instrument. You don't have to buy a more sophisticated
one. Oh, right, okay.
So if you've decided, or if that particular individual feels that all they need is an entry model, but then, you know, 6 months down the line, you actually look at their Logitool details and half of their life is spent in much noisier situations than they've actually said they were, they have the option of saying, well, I can just pay an extra amount and we can upload the next or a higher level of technology and import it into the hearing aid for them.
Well, which is absolutely fantastic, isn't it? So you really are completely, you have the ability to customise the solution to the person's requirements, but also if their requirements change, which, you know, maybe they're doing something, you know, there's an option to, you know, they don't have to go out and buy another one, which sounds really good. And you were also saying to me that there is a process whereby if people are looking at making an investment in something like this, you actually, they don't just sort of base it on what they think and what they tell you. You actually trial it with them, don't you?
Yes, I mean, this is one of the good things about this particular thing is that we're actually asking for volunteers to come forward to actually trial this out as a free thing, which is happening in a couple of weeks' time. There's a newsletter going out with the information. And this will allow us to actually monitor what that particular individual's environments are and then advise them on what the most beneficial technology level that they need to have based on what the instrument tells us.
And how long typically would the trial take? How long would they have the device for before you then look at what you think they need?
Well, 2 weeks is the option at the moment.
Right.
If we're not getting enough information in that time, obviously we can extend it. Our normal fitting regime when we're fitting somebody from the beginning is that they get a 30-day money-back trial period. We'd like to review it after 2 weeks because obviously we don't want them to be wandering around for a month with the instrument if it's not quite right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 2 weeks gives us a good sample of their environments, whether they're, getting enough volume or not enough volume. And we can then fine-tune it accordingly. But the Logitool actually gives us a lot more useful information about the individual's actual lifestyle rather than what they might think their lifestyle is, because sometimes they're genuinely giving you what they think, you know, their everyday lifestyle is, but actually may not reflect actually what the hearing aid can detect.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a really good idea. Mm. So that's really interesting. I'm sure there will be people who will be listening to this and thinking, that sounds like something that I might like to try. If people do want to get involved in the trial, or maybe they know somebody who they think might like to get involved with it in the trial, just remind us, Chris, how they would go about getting in contact with you.
Well, they can phone us on 01223
yes
360 700.
Yep.
or they can actually contact us via our email address, which is welcome@hearinghealthcarecentre.co.uk.
Okay. All right, then. Well, Chris, lovely as ever to see you. And that sounds interesting. And I hope you get lots of people interested. That's 360700. Cambridge 360700 is the telephone number. And I'll look forward to seeing you, Chris, in another month's time. Yes. And...